And I want to invite forward any children that are here that would like to come forward for the children's message. Got a few here this morning. Cool. There's Samuel. Three, man. All right. Come on over here, Claire. We're going to have a little experiment. This morning, we're going to talk about kind of a real fancy word, okay? The word is transformation. Have you ever heard that word before? Kind of, maybe? It's kind of a fancy word. Well, to teach what that word means, we're going to play a little game. I want to thank you ahead of time, Kaya, for letting me use your Legos. And we're going to use them here. You're going to work together as a team, and you're only going to have about 30 to 40 seconds, okay? That's it. And you've got to work together and build something out of these Legos that I brought. How do you think, you know? I have no idea what this could be, but can you brainstorm and build something together real quick? Let's try it. All right, here you go. The three of you are going to work together. Go ahead and build something. Dump it out. Yep, you can make a mess at church. Excellent. All right, 30 seconds. What are you going to build? Work together, and then you got to show us what you have made. All right, looking good. Just a few pieces left. Claire, can you jump in there? Put one piece in there? No? All right. Let's put it all together. All right. Can you tell me what that is? It's something. Okay, it looks like a big wall with a, I'm not sure, a crane? Is that what a crane, what is it? It's a basketball hoop. It is kind of a basketball hoop. It does look like. Good thinking. I would have, those pieces, I would have never thought to make kind of a basketball hoop. All right, that's cool. There's lots of different things that you could have designed, right? Lots of different things that you possibly could have. You know, you could have put the pieces this way or some of the pink ones down here. But this is what you decided to make. Thanks for doing that here this morning. Well, this morning we're thinking about that word transformation. And I just read a passage about a guy named Saul. Did you hear about this guy named Saul? Yeah? So when we hear about Saul, he has a lot of pieces to him, right? So he's got a piece, you know, he's a Pharisee. It didn't say that in the reading, but that was a part of who he was, right? So he was really good with rules. That was a part, that was a piece of Saul. Another piece of Saul was that he lived in this place called Tarsus. That's where he grew up. Okay, so we're going to put that here. That's another piece of this guy named Saul. And then here's another piece. He's a really mean person. Okay, did you hear how he was treating people really badly? He was actually hurting people and causing pain in their life. And then here's another piece. He had parents and he grew up. So there's all these pieces to this Saul. But what God does is God takes all those pieces of Saul, breaks them apart, and he adds Jesus, and he's baptized. And God transforms Saul all of a sudden into a completely different person. He even gets a different name. Do you know what his name is? He goes from Saul to Paul. That's the Paul that we hear about in the Bible. God transforms this guy named Saul. So I want you to think about every morning that you wake up, there are pieces to you. You wake up. Are you sometimes kind of angry? Sometimes kind of cranky about the day that's coming? Sometimes, yeah, sometimes. Are you sometimes scared about what's going to happen in your school day? Maybe a little bit. We can turn to God and say, God, be in my life like you were like Saul. You know what God does? He takes all those pieces that we have and he changes them for good. And we can be people to love others and we can be nice to people as well. So that's the good message of today. God loves to transform us. Thanks for coming forward this morning and participating. You can go back to your seats.